Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Australia welcomes the engagement of Antigua and Barbuda in the UPR process, particularly given its small island state status. Australia commends Antigua and Barbuda for its ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in 2016. Australia recommends Antigua and Barbuda accede to all core United Nations human rights instruments as soon as possible, particularly those it agreed to enact during its 2011 UPR appearance. Australia recommends Antigua and Barbuda acts to establish a national human rights institution in accordance with the Paris Principles as per the recommendations from its last UPR appearance. Australia notes that no executions have taken place in Antigua and Barbuda since 1991, establishing a moratorium on the death penalty in practice. Australia recommends Antigua and Barbuda establish a formal moratorium on the death penalty with a view to ratify the second optional protocol to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Australia remains concerned that violence and discrimination against LGBTI persons have not been addressed. Australia recommends Antigua and Barbuda enact legislation prohibiting discrimination against LGBTI persons, including removing laws criminalising same-sex activity. We are also concerned that prison conditions in Antigua and Barbuda are worsening, including overcrowding, inadequate food and hygiene, and gang violence. Australia urges Antigua and Barbuda to take action to improve prison conditions, including addressing a backlog of criminal cases.